just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculptures.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Good morning again, Amy.
Hi.
Hello.
Second time in one morning. What a treat.
Who Arted for this week? Who do we have with us?
We have Damien Kurth, whose sublime collection of still lifes is currently on show at Sanderson. Welcome into the studio, Damien.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me here.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, don't say thanks yet. You might leave in tears. Nah, just kidding. Damien Kurth studied painting at Otago Polytech, where he gained a Bachelor of Fine Arts, and he went on to study for a Master of Fine Arts at Elam. What do you think of the current plans about the library closing down?
I only just heard about that this morning on the way in here, so my knee-jerk reaction for that sort of thing is always like, oh no, because I mean, usually I'd spend a lot of time in the libraries when I was studying. So sad, first off.
When were you doing your master's at Elam?
It was 2002, so a little while ago now. So I've sort of been out of the loop of a lot of things.
But, yeah. It's hard because I think our gut reaction is to be no to change. But are the students actually using it? And maybe we need to integrate it a little bit more into the day-to-day and have maybe a coffee machine in there.
Yeah, definitely. I think probably the purpose of the change is what is important. If it's going to add to in a positive way, I think great. But if it's going to take away from the general environment somehow,
of
knowledge.
It's hard to know how exactly it's been approached, whether it's just been kind of taken over by some, or, you know, if the whole decision-making process has been done by someone outside of the sort of knowledge of the importance of the intricacies of passing on information through something like the library, which has such an incredible back catalogue and archive of those small kind of occurrences that go on in the arts sector. It's hard to know if someone who's come in and is even aware of the value of that.
Exactly.
Anyway, let's just watch the space. So your work is centred around still life and the quiet and nuances of tonal pitch through muted colour palette. I find your still lifes are so restorative. In your latest series, Tropicana, your solitary bottles exude a strong calm amidst a seemingly tropical atmosphere created by the soft edges of your objects. Just talking about the technique a little bit, why do you think you soften the defining edges of your work? Is it to invite more participation from the viewer by being less visually prescriptive, or are you, like me, a bit short-sighted so you actually just see a gentle fuzz, but not that they're fuzzy?
Yeah, no, my approach to a lot of my painting is to set it in a very concrete, practical base, and I work out from there with whatever conceptual concerns I might be thinking of. So there's a practical side to it, but in the last few years, I've been started wearing glasses, so I've sort of had to change my approach to painting a little bit to deal with how to sort of work with glasses on, then suddenly have to take them off, and which I found, rather than being a negative aspect, there's another thing I'd had to deal with, and it added something to the work, which I'm still trying to work out and find.
I think it's an absolute, it's a total bonus to have slightly. Are you short-sighted or long-sighted? Do you know the short-sighted?
Just old age, really, sort of the reading glasses.
Old age sighted. I had old age sightedness from about the age of 10. I've always been quite advanced in that area. But now I'm short-sighted, which means I can see well around close-up, but in the distance is a bit blurry.
Yeah, I'm sort of... things closer to me is blurry.
Okay, yeah, so long-sighted, so you see long distance. Because I find it quite nice being able to take glasses on and off and completely change your perception of the world around you.
Yeah, definitely.
At any given moment.
Certainly, I use that a lot now, sort of flip back and forth. And so a lot of the painting I do is I'll be looking through the glasses at the objects, because I totally work from life.
Yeah.
Because there's that practical challenge.
You can totally tell that. Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah.
So sort of the using the glasses as a tool rather than a problem.
Yeah, rather than a big pain in the ass. Yeah, totally get it. The title of this current exhibition is Tropicana. Mm. Indeed, there is a larger painting with a collection of objects grouped together under the umbrella of a makeshift palm fashioned from a tall blue bottle. And what is exactly in that bottle? Is it a leaf? And how does this body of work tie into the title, Tropicana?
The title definitely came about from the faux palm leaf, which come from a cocktail, plastic cocktail bottle that one of my stepdaughters had. And so I kind of saw it. And in a way, a lot of the objects sort of come into my work from just sitting around.
Mm.
And so that had been sort of sitting around for a while. And then I took it. And well, I saw it and I sort of thought about how in relationship to a couple of other objects it might have added something, so I tried it out, moved things around and thought, okay, this might go somewhere. Palm leaf, Tropicana, sort of that relationship just come about straight away. And I think the word Tropicana is nice because it has a meaning to it that sort of is happy, but then you kind of have like the Vegas Tropicana, sort of all that other sort of stuff where that kind of has multiple meanings but is easy to relate to in a sense.
It reminds me a bit of a sort of Magnum PI style Tropicana in that you've got just to throw something random in there. But wait, we haven't gotten to the can opener yet, which is completely separate to everything, but we will get there. Just to catch everyone up, there is amidst this sort of oily kind of rag and Terps bottled portraits that align with the theme Tropicana, there is a beautiful singular portrait of an electric can opener, which is exceptional. Anyway, but back to the Magnum PI slight theme in that it's in that there's this kind of workshop feeling to it, and then also there's the visual X mark that you often use in your work, which features in red and black or on white squares that are often on your unlabeled bottles and tinctures. But it's got this really kind of almost exploring, kind of hand, get your hands dirty, kind of building vibe to it.
Yeah, that sort of that approach is definitely sort of how I go about like the creating of a painting.
Yeah.
Of like sometimes it does feel like I'm in a lab because I've built up this collection of jars and objects and various things, and it's sort of it does feel a little bit like alchemy sometimes.
Yes, you're
sort of putting things together and seeing what can change and become something else.
Yeah.
Artists
are very much in that respect. Your work reminds me of that kind of study and the intricate kind of and how it kind of changes to, I don't know, mathematics and art and scientists and it's all a bit romantic. So some of your bottles have fabric coming out of the top, suggesting a Molotov cocktail. I'm assuming that's intentional, a hint of violence in an otherwise still life. What is your intention with these works that look like Molotov cocktails? And this time you've actually got, and you've done it previously, gold coming out, which is incredibly glamorous. Why gold as well?
The Molotov cocktail thing wasn't totally deliberate. Like, I mean, obviously I was aware of what it could look like. So it sort of is more, it's probably come about from me just plugging a bottle to stop something spilling out. And I saw it, and once again, it kind of related to some other object.
Yeah.
Then I realised it might have looked like a Molotov cocktail, which isn't exactly the violent side I would like to go for.
Yeah.
But I acknowledge that.
Yeah.
And so I counter it, I suppose, somehow.
Yeah.
So maybe that's like where a golden...
Yeah. The gold comes in.
Yeah.
It's quite stunning because when you see it from a distance, it's incredibly hyper-realistic. And then when you go in, it's quite soft and it's almost quite illusion. It's almost like zooming into an image on the internet and seeing close up its pixels. It's quite amazing.
Cool, thank you.
I read a beautiful essay by Julian McKinnon on your work. He states that the idea that the humble object can transform into something of greater significance is perhaps central to what painting is and how it works. Painting is ritualistic. Painters often work long hours in isolation. It can be meditative, almost monastic. monistic. There is a type of alchemy to transforming pigments into images. In Kurth's case, it is an examination of a particular way of looking at objects in order to construct artworks. Earlier in your career, you produced works akin to kind of, which could sit potentially within the abstract expressionism camp a little bit. Who would you consider to be our most notable abstract artists in this country currently in New Zealand? Sorry, that's my amenities.
those questions always throw me. Mainly because
I realise it's just like lured you in with a nice description and just a really tough question.
Judy Miller, totally.
What I thought.
Something, Judy's work, I mean, I don't know personally, but
yeah,
her work is, I think, is amazing. There's something about it that, I mean, you know, sort of one end of, well, she works in a way that's quite different to mine, and we have different approaches,
yeah.
But when I see it, there's connections to the act of painting. That sounds a bit silly because they're very much about the act of painting.
I totally get that, and that's why I thought you would probably resonate with who it could resonate with you, because her work is about the process that's meditative and long hours. You see it in the work, you know.
Yeah.
It's that quiet process that you kind of get to step inside when you go and look at a painter's work. Well, that's all we really have time for this morning.
Thank you
so much for coming in and chatting to us. So your show's on until the 29th of April. How was the opening, by the way?
It was good. Nice. Yeah, I really enjoyed it, actually. It was sort of quite laid back, relaxed.
Yeah.
I lose my voice, usually. It's kind of the day
of the
year
that
I do
the
most talking.
Oh, no, good. That would be horrible.
Yeah.
It's like, ding, ding, ding. and Claudia Edwards' work, which is exhibited in the other room at Sanderson, isn't that fabulous?
I love it.
Lovely and bright.
Yeah.
And she's straight out of Elam, isn't she?
Yeah. Those paintings are so cool.
They're cool, huh? I recommend everyone go and check them out before they shut. That's on till the 29th of April. For more info, go to sanderson.co.nz. Thank you so much, Damien, for taking the time this morning.
Thank you. It was fun.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.